Alhamdulillah, our beloved brothers Abu Reza Rabbani, a lot of the times he spent with us. So, according to our best knowledge, we do not see he break any hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According our best knowledge, he was, alhamdulillah, great pious man, and very friendly. And all the time, he talked to the people with a smiling face. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, talaqatul wajhi sadaqa. Talaqatul wajhi sadaqa. If you talk to the people with a smiling face, this is the sadaqa also. And believe me, usually I am not, you know, the crying for small matters or big matters. But when I heard that Brother Rabbani, Abu Reza Rabbani, who leave this dunya, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took his soul to the Jannatul Firdaus. I was at the time in Pennsylvania, in Philadelphia. I cannot control myself at that time. Even my kids with me, they started to cry. So, and alhamdulillah, in whole journey, anywhere I was, any masjid or any gathering, I request to the people, one of our very, you know, the close friend who passed away, everybody please make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One day one of my close friend, he told me, in each and every gathering you are asking, you are mentioning his name. Who is this guy? I said, I do not know that. We have a lot of the remembrance and lot of the, you know, the lot of the time he was my companions. He was one of my best company. So alhamdulillah, and he did a lot of the khidmah for our masjid also. Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, he said that كُلُّ الْأُمُورِ تَزُولُ عَنْكَ وَتَنْقَضِي إِلَّا الثَّنَاءُ فَإِنَّهُ لَكَ بَاقٍ. All of your property, your degrees, your positions, every one day it will be going to end. Nobody will ask how much money he has, how many houses he has. People will not ask this. إِلَّا الثَّنَاءُ, except good character and good akhlaq. It will be remain in this dunya. That's why Imam Shafi rahimahullah, he said that, وَلَوْ أَنَّنِي خُيِّرْتُ كُلَّ فَضِيلَةٍ مَخْتَرْتُ غَيْرَ مَكَارِمِ الْأَخْلَاقِ. If someone who gave me the choice, you want to this gold, this silver, this property, and this position, this job, or the good character, which one you want? Imam Shafi rahimahullah, I'll choose only one thing, the good character and good akhlaq. And not only that, Abu Reza Rabbani, how he became that kind of, he achieved that kind of great ni'amah. What is the reason? Me and brother Maghdumus Zaman bhai, we discuss many times regarding this subject. He has a good relationship with all the Hakkani ulama. All the ulama, he has a good relationship. So he achieved this good character from the ulama ikram. Subhanallah. Any big scholars who's coming here, or Montreal's Rabbani brothers, Brother Abu Reza Rabbani with them. He carried their shoes, carried their bags, their stuff, and they are behind, he is behind of them. He did a lot of the khidma for the great, great ulama. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know that, choose him to take his soul, you know that, on Friday night. And unfortunately, it was the, you know, the Christmas vacation time also. Subhanallah. And Friday also. That's why Abu Reza Rabbani, rahmatullahi alayhi, alhamdulillah, he wasn't even one day dependent on his family. He wasn't dependent on anybody's. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an arudda ila arudda lil umur. Wa Allah, I seek forgiveness to you. Wa Allah, please don't make me the dependent on other person. Don't make me dependent. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, he used to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why before he passed away last 23rd after Maghrib, he was passed away, and the before Friday, he was collecting the money in our masjid. He was standing at the doors. So I just joke with him sometimes. I said that we need more help for you. We need the more, you know, the energy from you. He just took me. He just told me, Malan Sahab, you are looking, my body is, I am the healthy person, but I have a lot of the problem inside. I want to try to do more khidmah for the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometime I could not do it. Don't mind it. My inside is not good, he told me. And the most painful for me is that the last word ever his life, he talked to with me. I was in US that time. He called me before people took, you know, the doctor took him to the operation theaters. I received the call. I heard his voice. He said, I have too much pain. What will be happen? I do not know. Please make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he gave me a great, great responsibility. And if something happened, take care of my kids. This is his last word with the peoples. He talked to me. I don't know why he called me. Many his relatives is here. He don't call anyone, he call me. But unfortunately, I was try a lot to come back to join his funeral, but you know, the PCR is very difficult to take it in short time. It was total impossible to take the, you know, the PCR and come back from Pennsylvania to Toronto in a short time. So everybody learned. And I'm not telling that, you know, I'm not telling any time I'm the alim or anything. All the time, I believe that I am the student of the deen. I am the student and talibul ilm of deen. I have to learn more and more. I have to learn more and more. Our knowledge is very limited knowledge. We need to increase our knowledge. Brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullah. Wa ayyuhu believe in oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. And to be company of the sadiqeen. Who is the sadiqeen? Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ meaning وَكُونُوا مَعَ الْعُلَمَاءِ الرَّاسِخِينَ to be company and friends of ulama الرَّاسِخِينَ ulama الرَّاسِخِينَ another brothers very close to mine, brother Alam Bhai. He passed away when border was closed. At the time, it was impossible to join his funeral in New York City. So when I crossed the border, first of all, I made intention, inshallah, I will go to the Alam Bhai's graves and I will make the ziyarah of Alam Bhai's graves. Alhamdulillah. You know, make the good relationship with the ulama, with the imma and huffad and mashayikh, inshallah. After you will die, inshallah, that ulama, inshallah, they will fulfill their responsibility. They will make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you. They will make dua, inshallah. Now, inshallah, we are not making longer. So, as we know that, Hafiz Zubair is the younger son of Abu Reza Rabbani Bhai Rahmatullah, the older son of Abu Reza Rabbani Bhai. And after that, Hafiz Umar. Where is the Umar? Okay. He is the second son. He is the Hafiz also. And Sauda, she is in the lady's side. She is only one daughter of Abu Reza Rabbani Rahmatullah. And this family, these kids, they are orphans. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he shows these two fingers like this. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he shows these two fingers. How close to one each other, these two fingers. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ana wa kafilul yateem hakada fil jannah. Me and the person who take care of the orphan, they will be close to me in the Jannat al-Firdaus, as like these two fingers is close to each other. Another person come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he complained to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Oh Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my heart become the one hardest heart." This is the great punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to become someone's heart, the hardest heart. ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ. Allah criticizes in the Holy Quran for that kind of people. So my heart is very hardest heart. What should you do? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, put your hand on the orphan, on the head of orphan. Put your hand. Allah will make your heart soft heart. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that. So, the Hafiz Jubair, Hafiz Umar and Sauda, they don't have father. But we are now, inshallah, before he has only one father. And now all of we are their father. Yes, inshallah. Inshallah. Till inshallah they will be mature. Everybody inshallah try our best inshallah to take care of them inshallah. 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 Make intention. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inshallah help us. Abu Reza Rabbani brothers, his brother-in-law's wife, Sister Jasmine, who passed away just last year. And also Shafiuddin Khan. His Jubair's big fupa and brother-in-law of Abu Reza Rabbani, and also Farjana Akhtar, his auntie, who's also passed away last year. So in one family, four person passed away. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of them. And also, we lost our beloved father, beloved mother, our grandfather, our grandmother. I did not see my grandfather, grandmother. So, many of us, our grandfather, grandmother, they are taking the rest. Yesterday, after our halaka, we had three cars, we went to the cemetery for the ziyarah of Abu Reza Rabbani Rahmatullah alayhi.
cover and other Muslims cover. And it was extremely cold. Very difficult to stay out of the car the 5 minutes. So we thought that. And I talked to the Makhdum Bhai. Makhdum Bhai, look at, we cannot stay with the jacket. We wear the jacket and full clothes, shoes, everything, muffler, and we cover everything. We cannot stay here 5 minutes. How our beloved brothers, Abu Reza Rabbani, is sleeping here without jacket, without blanket, without shoes, without muffler. How is taking rest? Brother, this day is coming in our life also. This day is coming in our life also. Before that, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, don't die without becoming the full Muslim, real Muslim, true Muslim, true believers.